Okay, hello. I am Susan Young, chair of the KPFT local station board. This is a special meeting on December 6, 2023, starting at 6 p.m. Central Time, and we are currently on Zoom. Will the secretary call the roll, please? And we've got four, we expect to have four excused absences. Lillian, Kerr, Bob Locander, Sean McPherson, and Egberto Willis. Will you please take the roll?
Wally James. Okay.
Yes.
Teresa Allen.
Allen is present.
Present. David Britton. David just sent something. What's the deal? Okay. Adriana Casanave.
Present.
Thank you. Henry Faust.
Present.
Thank you. Robert Gartner. Mike Lewis.
Mike Lewis is here.
Thank you. Marianne Martinez.
Present.
Thank you. Frank Krakia.
Present.
Thank you. Nancy Savara Narantomi. Thank you. Jane Scheidler.
Present.
Thank you. Deb Shafto's not here. Sister Mom Sonia. I don't think she's here. Bill Stone.
Here.
Thank you. Richard Uzel's here. Sandy Weinman.
Yes, he shouldn't be here. Oh, I guess he would be here for the opening session. Sorry.
Right. Ted Weichel. Ted. Venetia Williams. Egberto Willis.
Yes.
Thank you. Susan Young.
Yes. Is there a motion to excuse four absences that were noticed to us in
Sorry,
advance?
Madam Chair? Yeah. Madam Chair?
Yes?
We have court. I don't...
We
how many people
only,
do we...
We may only have 12. What? Okay, I'm
no,
going to go
Bob
back.
Bob Gardner, I think that just arrived. And Joseph Davis, yes, I think that now...
We got Joseph.
Now we have...
We already got Joseph. Thank you for bringing Robert Gartner to our attention.
This is Joseph Davis. I was not called on the roll, but I am here, and thank you for acknowledging.
Yes.
Thank you.
Apologies. Apologies. And
Gardner.
Mr. Secretary, will you call Robert Gartner?
Robert Gartner? Robert, you here?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm present.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, we got quorum.
Now we have 30.
Yep.
But I can't
thank you,
make
Adriana.
The mute button work.
Excuse me, Robert?
I cannot make the mute button work now. I
well,
don't know why I have these unique problems all the time with this.
Well, I've got some of those problems too. So is
the mute button won't turn off.
So is there a motion to excuse the absences of Lillian Kerr, Bob Locander, Sean McPherson, and Wally James?
Yes.
Is there a second?
Who said that?
Second.
Marianne.
Marianne, okay.
Second. Scheidler.
Hi, Jane. Is there any objection?
No objection.
Hearing none? Okay. Is there anybody else who objects?
No.
Okay, so Robert, why don't we just note that your objection in the minutes, okay? So, moving on,
I move the approval of the agenda.
Thank you very much. The agenda was forwarded to you earlier, and the secretary has moved approval. Is there a second? Who seconded?
Bill, second.
Thank you. Is there any objection? Hearing none, we'll go forward. Minutes have been provided.
Yes, I would like to move the approval of the September 23rd, October 23rd, and the November 23rd minutes.
We'll move.
Okay. Seconded by Jane. And these were all sent out November, I think it was November 23rd, something like 28th.
About a week and a half ago.
It has been moved and seconded. Is there any objection?
Madam Chair, this is Joseph Davis.
Yes.
I'm still not receiving mail through the list. I haven't received any of the minutes that were supposedly sent out, so I will object.
Okay, so yeah, I know you're not on the list. I always send to you separately. Richard, did you send it to him separately?
I thought I did.
Yep. Okay. Well, so may we recognize your objection in the minutes and move forward?
As you wish.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay. The next item, number 5, is the LSB evaluation of the interim general manager. And what we're talking about in open session is the process that we went through and what it is that we will be discussing in closed session. I'm still talking to people about non-disclosure agreements. The MSRC, we have a good set of folks who were on that committee. And we have met a number of times. We agreed upon an evaluation procedure that relied heavily on a survey to local station board members. We came to the conclusion that it was a good idea to conduct this evaluation, even though the general manager, the interim general manager, had already been in place for a year and a half, and he is still interim, in large part because we don't have any sufficient payroll to make a posting. We sent out 23 surveys. We received 12, and the committee met on Monday to review a report compilation. Are there any questions about the process? Okay, we are going into executive session.
Madam Chair, sorry.
I
have a question. Normally, what we always did, once that we did the evaluation, the Management Selection Review Committee with the evaluation, we normally have a meeting with the general manager, and we ask him about, you know, because it's important to know how he feel about some of the things, and maybe we don't understand or we don't have a perfect understanding, and that's why we normally, in the reviews that I remember, in all the evaluation, we always have the general manager and we talk to him in executive session. And it's a strange that we didn't do it this time. That is my question. Why?
So I think there are two reasons. One, I will remind you that we approved the procedure without scheduling time with the IGM in large part because we had such a compressed period of time. There are a number of things that I think would be useful to do going forward, and having a conversation with the general manager, I believe, would be useful, but we have not as yet scheduled that. I'm sorry, call-in user number 1. We have public comment after our executive session, and we can recognize you then. Are there other questions?
Nancy.
All right.
Sorry,
Nancy?
And Alan for the stack.
Sorry, Alan?
After Nancy.
First, okay. Nancy, and then Teresa.
Madam Chair, could you give a time to that call-in user when they would be able to, participate?
Yes. Well, we do not have a definite time because we are going to be adjourning into executive session. We do not have a time certain. I would say 7 o'clock. We should be able to get that done at 7 o'clock. Okay, Nancy and then Teresa.
Yes. The staff input is missing, and we did offer that to the staff if they wanted to come in, when they wanted to come in, and how they wanted to do it. Just missing it. And also, the staff input should be with the committee, the MSRC committee, and not just the chair and secretary only getting the input of the staff. That's not evaluation from two members. It should be a committee involvement. So that's my complaint. And also, I want to finish the public comment. Since we don't know when we're going to end, but we'll come back at, 8 o'clock to do the public comment?
8 o'clock is what I said.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
So, Nancy, let me address that. We had the conversation in the MSRC about what our procedure would be. We did not include a survey to staff nor open door to staff. Any survey to staff might be something done in the future. Neither the chair nor the secretary have received anything from staff. That can be considered in the future. It wasn't done now. And furthermore, we have been advised by the executive director that having an open door policy for our committee with staff members is inappropriate, that is dedicated to a management grievance process. Teresa.
I'm sorry. I was just going to ask the same question that Robert Gartner did. I was going to wait for you to recognize me to say, please give him a suggestion, that person a suggestion about when they can come in for public comment. So thank you for doing that.
Let me mention one other thing, which I have failed to report on. In the committee, we approved a public report out, and basically it is the two motions that we passed in the committee. I will read them. Motion that the MSRC adopt a draft report of the KPFT-LSB confidential performance evaluation of the IGM to present to the KPFT-LSB. Move to send the KPFT-IGM performance evaluation of the to the KPFT-LSB in executive session on December 6, 2023.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes?
I'm just wondering if we could possibly change that in executive session. So maybe that should not be taken into account at this time, right?
These were actions that we approved in the committee.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. The first action was providing it to the LSB. The second action, yes, you're right, should be approved by the LSB, so I suggest that be held for executive session. Okay. We are ready to adjourn to executive session. And I have provided the code and the Zoom will provide the Zoom right now to those who have NDAs on file, and we are signing out of this Zoom for a period of time.